live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Sinn Féin is set to announce in the next few minutes whether it backs a deal aimed at restoring devolved government in Northern Ireland. It follows an Ard Corla meeting in Belfast. Talks have been taking place at Stormont all week. The Taoiseach said earlier today he hopes the Assembly could be sitting again by Monday. The Taoiseach, meanwhile, says a summer general election is still his preference. Fine Gael TDs and senators have been meeting in Dublin ahead of the reopening of the Dáil next week. Fórsa holds a rally outside Education Minister Joe McHugh's office this afternoon and says they are prepared to go back to WRC-related talks if the minister shows flexibility. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. That's coming up at around 5:15. All those stories to follow. But first, this afternoon, management at Letterkenny University Hospital have said anyone who attempts to visit patients this weekend without prior clearance will be asked to leave. General Manager Sean Murphy says the hospital continues to treat high numbers of patients with flu at the hospital. They're appealing to people to cooperate with hospital staff for their own protection and for the protection of their relatives. Mr. Murphy says in exceptional cases only, family members may arrange with the ward manager to visit critically ill patients. The hospital can be contacted on 0749125888 and asked to be put through to the manager of the ward. The manager will decide if a visit can be facilitated without compromising the welfare of the patients on the ward or the welfare of the visitors. That statement issued through SAILTA over the past 20 minutes or so. You can read the statement in full on our website, highlandvideo.com. Sinn Féin is holding a press conference to confirm whether or not it will back the deal aimed at restoring devolved government in Northern Ireland. It follows a meeting of the party's Ard Corla in Belfast. All five of the North's main political parties have been meeting this afternoon to consider the draft agreement. An Assembly spokesperson has said the speed and timing of any sitting at Stormont depends entirely on the parties. But this afternoon, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said he hopes the Assembly could be sitting again by Monday.
I think there is a real chance today or if not by Monday, we can have the Northern Ireland Assembly and Executive back up and running again. I've always felt that there would be a window of opportunity between the British election and their decision to ratify the withdrawal agreement and the 13th of January to get those institutions up and running again. I think this is the opportunity. I'd really appeal to all of the parties now to sign up to the agreement.
And we'll be keeping a close eye on that developing story as this bulletin continues. If there are any breakthroughs before the bulletin ends, of course, we'll bring them to you as soon as we have them. It appears the Irish language and the promise of a financial package are proving to be the talking points on the proposed deal. On the Irish language issue, the DUP MP Sammy Wilson says it is still a problematic issue for many unionists, but he said agreement may be possible as part of a compromise on cultural issues.
It still makes it quite hard to swallow, but I think that many of the fears that people had about an Irish Language Act have been reduced in this. That's not to say that people are going to be totally happy with it, and I think that Arlene Foster has already expressed that.
And we can confirm in the past few minutes, Sinn Féin has confirmed it is backing the deal aimed at restoring devolved government. It follows a meeting of the party's Ard Corla in Belfast. All five of the North's main political parties have been meeting to consider the draft agreement. So Sinn Féin have confirmed they will back the agreement. It was presented this morning by the Taoiseach Simon Coveney and Julian Smith, the UK government's Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. We're awaiting confirmation from other parties as to their stance on the issue. Politics south of the border, and the Taoiseach says a summer general election is still his preference. Fine Gael TDs and senators are at a special parliamentary party meeting in Dublin today, with speculation rife that the country could go to the polls as early as next month. Mr. Varadkar says the Dáil will reconvene as planned next week. Yesterday he wasn't able to give an absolute guarantee that TDs would return to sit next Wednesday. Well, Communications Minister Richard Bruton says Mr. Varadkar is assessing the numbers.
Obviously the Taoiseach has to have the confidence that we can govern, that we can implement those changes, we can deliver legislation, and I suppose, you know, that is an issue that he is assessing. Can we, do we have the capacity within this Dáil to maintain the pace of progress that's appropriate to the scale of the challenges that we face?
The trade union Forsa held a rally outside Education Minister Joe McHugh's office this afternoon, urging him and his government colleagues to come up with a realistic offer to end their dispute. They want all school secretaries to be treated as government employees, saying it's unjust that school secretaries who don't have that status are paid considerably less than colleagues who do the same work. An offer made at talks brokered by the Workplace Relations Commission last year has been described as derisory. Well, outside Minister McHugh's office this afternoon, Forsa's Barry Cunningham told Greg Hughes that the ball is now firmly in the government's court.
The minister made a speech in the Dáil back in October where he was resolute that this issue would be resolved. However, after extensive talks in the Workplace Relations Commission, which started back in October and our last meeting was in December, we were offered a paltry 1.5%. That does not bridge the gap at all. In fact, it goes nowhere to bridging the gap. So, I mean, that is not a resolution that we see fit. You know, that we can put to our members.
I heard a figure of around 5 to 7 million would resolve this situation. On the wider scale of things, that seems quite a little, although it is a lot. Why do you think the government is not coming up with that money to get this problem out of their hair?
Well, to be honest with you, we don't know. And I suppose from a Forsa perspective, what we're saying is this is a paltry amount of money. The Department of Education and Skills last year announced 230 million funding for computer systems in schools. Now, if they're prepared to invest in a computer system, they should be prepared to invest in the person who's using that computer system. These people out here, predominantly women, are all doing the work of public servants, but they're not being recognised as that. And that just is something that we cannot, regardless of price, see continue.
And with that in mind, they will continue to work from next Monday onwards, but they aren't public servants, so why should they engage with public servants, back end of computers, etc.? What impact will that have in real terms?
Well, the impact that we are, that it will have eventually will be that, you know, substitute teachers and substitute SNAs may not get paid. We don't want to see that. We have huge support from both the SNAs, who are members of Forsa Trade Union, but also from all of the teaching unions to see this issue resolved. So what we're doing is we're putting pressure on the department to come up with a realistic offer for school secretaries. And in those circumstances, we're perfectly prepared to go back into the Workplace Relations Commission, but only if there's a credible offer on the table.
And again, in a statement this evening, Forsa have reinforced that they would be prepared to re-enter Workplace Relations Commission brokered talks, but only if they say the government demonstrates that it's genuinely willing to move off its rigid commitment to what the union says is a 40-year-old two-tier pay system. There have been more pipe bursts reported around Falkara and Gortha-Horke this afternoon and this evening. Councillor Micheál Colum-Gil-Asbach says the area effective is extensive. He says while some areas around Falkara town will have a limited supply this evening, other parts of the affected area would be without water until tomorrow.
Unfortunately, another burst and the same old area again around the Seanwalla. This is an ongoing issue for a good while now. And unfortunately, Irish Water haven't put the section that badly needs upgrading onto the works that has been carried out at the moment. We have a massive big area now going to be without water until tomorrow. Falkara town itself will get a small trickle of water, but not what they actually need to function well, and especially around the hospital and the schools. Now, granted, the schools will be closed over the weekend, but the hospital's there and there's homes there and there's some businesses there. But there's other areas like the Seanwalla, Ballinharrick, Ballintample, Meath, Thruhan, right into Gortha-Horke village itself.
A Donegal TD claims a major sporting development in the county has been left in limbo following the announcement of the first round of the government's large-scale sports infrastructure fund. €77 million was allocated today, but Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher is accusing Sports Minister Shane Ross and his department of reneging on a commitment to deliver the next phase of the Finn Harps Stadium in Ballybuffet. Deputy Gallagher says money was allocated last year to prepare for substantial works in 2020. He says works were carried out by Finn Harps on the advice of department officials and government representatives. And Deputy Gallagher says the situation must be addressed.
Back in 2007, 2008, well in excess of $1 million was expended. But of course, funds weren't available during the years of austerity. We have been in constant contact with the department and with Minister Ross. And last year, we were very pleased when $304,000 was allocated. And the whole purpose of that was to prepare the project for substantial works this year. We expected funding, and when you look at the overall allocation, nothing in the northwest, very little in the border counties. And I think this is totally unfair. They last year expended $300,000 on the basis that there would be substantial funds of up to $6 million for the stadium.
Is it that there could be another funding stream that something could come under that we could get a specific and special announcement of funding, or is that it until 2021?
No, I don't believe it is. I have already requested a meeting with the minister when the Dáil returns next week, and I believe in all natural justice that there's an obligation on the minister, on the department, to ring fence funds for this major development at Finn Park. All of the funding doesn't have to be sent in 1 year. It could straddle over possibly a 3 year period, but we would have to get approval in principle first, and then the drawdown will only come as the money is expended.
And obviously you want to see this resolved and sorted before an election is called and the government effectively stops for a period.
Indications were coming from the government and from their representative in Donegal when he met with various groups that funding would be made available, whether it's an election or no election. Whoever's in government must look after the interest of Finn Harps. It's not Ballybuffet in order, it's the entire county.
And that was Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher. Well, in a statement this afternoon to Highland Radio, Finn Harps said they're assessing the situation and will not comment until they have more information. Plans for a £1 million cycling and walking route have been approved for Strabane. Derry City and Strabane District Council's Planning Committee has approved the development. It's part of the North West Greenway Network project, as Sean O'Regan now reports.
The development will see a 3.5 kilometre route constructed in the town, connecting the A5, Derry Road, Canal Basin, Rivermourne Floodwall and Strabane Retail Park. Proposals also include amendments to existing road curb alignments, new road markings and signage, drainage, hard and soft landscaping, new path lighting and adjustments to existing road lighting and boundary treatments. The work is seen as a key capital project in the Council's strategic growth plan and is also a key aspect of the overall Strabane Lifford Greenway, which forms part of the North West Greenway Network project, which will see the district connected with Buncrana, Lifford and Muff. Funding has been provided through the Interreg VA programme managed by the Special EU Programmes Body, which match funding provided by the Department of Communities, Department for Infrastructure in Northern Ireland and the Department for Transport, Tourism and Sport in Ireland.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Approaching 5:15, we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with Gaelic Games. And Declan Boner says the issues arising from Donegal's withdrawal have to be addressed by the powers that be. Donegal pulled out of Sunday's McKenna Cup semi-final with Monaghan because they just 13 players available this weekend. The bulk of the Donegal panel are involved with their colleges and Sigerson Cup action, which left the county to regrettably not fulfil the fixture. Donegal requested the game be moved, but the Ulster Council said it had to go ahead on Sunday. Speaking to Highland Radio within the last half hour, Declan Boner says there is unnecessary pressure on players.
Well, I feel sorry for these young lads, and said I was not going to put any pressure on them. I mean, a lot of them are in doing exams this week. There's lads doing exams tonight, Friday night. There's lads in tomorrow morning doing exams. Then they're out representing their clubs, or sorry, their colleges on Sunday in the Sigerson, and they're back in on Monday morning doing exams again. Huge pressure on these young lads, and I think unnecessary so, but something that needs to be looked at and I think needs to be addressed fairly urgently.
And you hear more from Declan Boner, available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Meanwhile, Patrick McBertie will be available for Donegal's Division 1 National Football League campaign. The Kilkerra man is currently based in America, but will return at the end of January. He will miss the opening game against Mayo, but will be back for the remaining 6 games. Reports had today suggested he would miss the league campaign, but manager Declan Boner says that is not the case.
Yeah, I read some report all right, but the report was totally inaccurate. Yeah, the one point that he got right, he's in America all right. He's been there. I sat down with Patrick before he left, and he was taking a 10-week break, and he was going to travel in stateside. He's due back on the 27th of January. Yeah, he won't be available for the first National League game, but he's flying back in on the 27th, and he'll be back in training with us on the 28th. So, no, Patrick is back and looking forward to the season ahead.
So So then, looking forward to this weekend. Just won Dr. McKenna Cup semi-final. That's Tyrone against Down at the Athletic Grounds. As throws in at 2 o'clock. Whoever wins that will be playing Monaghan in the decider. The Sigerson Championship campaign, as you heard, gets underway this weekend. Plenty of Northwest interest in the Letterkenny Institute of Technology. Their opening game is away to Athlone on Sunday. They qualified by winning the Trench Cup competition in February. And not surprisingly, the Letterkenny squad includes a high number of players from the county. The manager there is Donegal captain Michael Murphy, and he's hoping his side can put in a solid performance.
Everyone wishes that the lads, I suppose, hard work and their endeavour and commitment over the last, not only this year, but over the last 2 to 3 years will show now on Sunday. And as I say, if that performance can go out there, then I'll be a happy man as part of it. And as I say, if a result comes off the back of that, well and good, but I would just love them to be able to perform off the back of their hard work.
And the Donegal Under-20s play their second game in the Leo Murphy competition this weekend when they host Roscommon tomorrow in Ballybuffet. And just like the county seniors, the 20s have been hit by players involved in the Sigerson's and Freshers competitions. Both sides drew their opening games. Donegal shared the spoils with Derry and the Rossies drew with Mayo. And in other Gaelic Games news, new Dublin boss Desi Farrell has confirmed that Stephen Cluxton is staying on for the 2020 season. The Footballer of the Year captain Dublin, of course, to a landmark 5th All-Ireland title in a row last summer, and it will be his 20th year with the panel. Moving on to soccer, and it's been a busy few days around Finn Park. There is the disappointing news today that they've not been included in the recent round of funding by the government. A statement from the club is expected either later today or tomorrow. In the meantime, Harps have confirmed Derry City midfielder Adrian Delap has joined the club on loan for the season ahead. He had agreed to join the Ballybuffet outfit at the start of December, and he appeared 21 times in all competitions for the County Stripes last year, and among them, of course, he did net against a goal against Harps at Finn Park last season. It appears that Harps boss Ollie Horgan has also got the addition of a defender, Shane McElhinney from Larne FC. The Irish League club announced this morning through their social media and online platforms that McElhinney has left the club. He was part of Larne's successful side, which reached the Irish Senior Cup semi-finals in 2018 and was part of the championship winning side in April of last year. And at the Brandywell, Derry City have completed the loan signing of Sheffield United's Stephen Mallon. The 20-year-old has been with the Blades Academy since leaving Belfast Donegal Celtic. He's also played in the Australian A-League in 2019 with the Central Coast Mariners. Mallon has played for both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland underage sides and was part of Stephen Kenny's under-21 Tullan tournament squad last year. In the Irish League Premiership, two games tonight. Larne are taking on Carrick Rangers, while the big game is at the showgrounds as Coleraine, who sit third in the table, play Crusaders. A victory for Coleraine tonight, and they will go join top of the table with Cliftonville. As for Institute, they are on the road tomorrow afternoon. That's one of three games they travel to play Glenavon. And Donegal's Ciara Grant has signed with Shelburne ahead of the FAI's Women's National League. Grant had previously won the National League twice and indeed the FAI Women's Cup with Raheny United in a previous spell. I suppose the highlight of the local soccer this weekend is in the FAI Junior Cup. There is three clubs from the county who have reached the last 64 stage. Among them, the pick of the ties from the round is the meeting of Greencastle and St Michael's of Tipperary, who are the holders. That game is on at Sunday at 1. Also on Sunday at 2 o'clock in Dublin, Kildrum Tigers are playing the Oliver Bond Celtic outfit. And tomorrow, Saturday, is the first game. Buncrana Hearts are also in the capital as they face Rosemount at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Cross Channel Soccer, there's a game tonight. Sheffield United can go fifth in the Premier League with a win over West Ham at Bramall Lane. The Blades have the third best defensive record in the top flight this season. That one kicks off tonight at 8 o'clock. In rugby, it's another big weekend of Heineken Cup games for the Irish provinces. Ulster, of course, are playing tomorrow against Clermont Auvergne. Back row forwards, Marshall Coutts and Jordy Murphy are back in the Ulster fold. The inclusion of the pair represents the only two changes from the side, which beat Munster 38-17 last week. Ulster lead Pool 3 by a point going in to tomorrow's game in France, knowing that a win will secure their place in the knockout stage with one game left to play. The sides locally in rugby tomorrow, well, it sees the return of the All-Ireland League Division 2C. City of Derry in badly need of a victory, and it could be a season-defining game for them tomorrow as they host Middleton, while Omagh are on the road and they head for Sunday's Wales. City of Derry fighting at the bottom end of the table, currently sitting third from bottom. As for Omagh, they are fourth in the standings and sit 2 points off third place going into the weekend's games. In golf, Shane Lowry is four shots off the lead, heading into the weekend at the rescheduled Hong Kong Open. The Open winner shot a second round 66 to move to 5 under par. Wade Ormsby holds a 2-shot advantage over the field at 9 under. While in snooker, it's going to be a big weekend for Ardrath teenager Ronan White. He is competing in the WSF World Snooker Championships in Malta. He'd play a Polish player tomorrow afternoon, with the top 150 amateur players from around the world competing. The prize here is a ticket onto the professional tour next season. It's going to be another busy weekend ahead, Donal, and our next programme is tomorrow afternoon, just after the 2 o'clock news. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday.
Thanks, Ashin. Well, returning to our main story this evening, Sinn Féin has given its backing to a deal aimed at restoring devolved government at Stormont. The party's Ard Corla in Belfast approved a draft deal which would allow the party re-enter the power-sharing executive. All five of the North's main political parties have been meeting to consider the draft plan. Addressing journalists within the past half hour or so, Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald said while her party is not happy with everything in the document, she believes they now have a basis to restore the institutions.
The biggest and most significant challenge will be ensuring that we have genuine power sharing based on equality, respect and integrity. I believe that power sharing can work. That requires everyone to step up. Sinn Féin's commitment is to do all in our power to make this happen.
And police are continuing to work toward establishing the cause of a major fire that broke out at the Envy nightclub in Derry last evening. Fire units from both sides of the border, including 50 fire personnel, assisted in bringing the blaze under control. It was eventually controlled after 1 o'clock this morning. The fire service and PSNI remained at the scene for much of today, with diversion still in place, people being urged to avoid the area. Well, Donegal News journalist Conor Sharkey was in the nearby Northwest Regional College when the fire broke out, and he spoke to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show.
From where we were, we could immediately see that it was going to be awkward for the emergency services to get at. So we watched for a minute, and honestly, within 5 minutes, it had really gripped the building. You know, you knew straight away that it was going to be a pretty serious emergency.
Very quickly, there was stuff going around on social media that there was an added concern in that this building, this roof may have contained asbestos, which of course, in terms of smoke inhalation, would have made that even a bigger threat. Were you getting word of that? Was that something you were concerned of?
That's what we were being told early on, but I say this is at the very, very early stages of the blaze. But we were told that was a major concern, that there was asbestos. There was also talk of gas canisters. This was, from what I can gather, a former nightclub, or possibly a working nightclub, I'm not sure. But that was another concern. So the immediate evacuation was paramount as far as the emergency services and the staff in the Northwest Regional College were concerned.
And that was Conor Sharkey there of the Donegal News speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. Well, the forecast wet and windy this evening and tonight, with outbreaks of rain. The rain persistent and heavy at times, with a risk of localised flooding. Southwesterly winds continuing strong and gusty. In coastal areas, high seas and gales will combine to give a risk of coastal flooding, turning milder overnight with temperatures 9 to 11 degrees Celsius by dawn tomorrow. Further spells of rain tomorrow, heavy and persistent at times, but it'll be more showery in the afternoon. Strong south to southwest winds veering westerly and moderating. Again, a risk of coastal flooding, in highest temperatures tomorrow of 11 or 12 degrees Celsius. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Main stories in brief. Sinn Féin has given its backing to a deal aimed at restoring devolved government in Northern Ireland. All five of the main political parties have been meeting at Stormont to consider the draft plan. Sinn Féin, the first major party to announce it will go back if a deal is struck. Management at Letterkenny University Hospital have said people who attempt to visit patients this weekend without prior clearance will be asked to leave. The hospital visiting ban remains in place. They're urging anyone that wants to visit to contact the ward manager first. And Donegal Deputy Pádraic Cóip Gallagher says he fears for Finn Harps Football Club being left in limbo after the confirmation of the first round of the government's large-scale sports infrastructure fund. Harps expected a proportion of that to be allocated to them. That didn't happen. And there have been more pipe bursts reported around Falkara, and Gortha Hawke expected to be in place until tomorrow. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 10th of January. The death has taken place in England of Brenda Elizabeth Clark, Melmore Head, County Donegal. Funeral will take place on Monday next, January 13th, in Chichester, South England. The death has taken place of Eamon Shields, 79 Laurel Drive, Strabane, formerly Union Street, Waterside, Derry. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 to 10 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmont at 10:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to St Vincent de Paul, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of John Madlin, Kilmacrennan Road, Milford. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of Patrick Coyle, 3 Durnalib Road, Strabane, formerly of Bell Road, Erne. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:20 for Mass in the Church of Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 12 noon, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors.